You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Many states and local governments have offered websites and apps as the primary means to register for COVID-19 vaccine appointments. While convenient to some, this has proven to be an obstacle for people who don't have internet access or people who aren't regular internet users. That includes the nearly 30% of people in the U.S. over the age of 65 who don't use the internet, according to Pew Research. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Has the internet or technology been a factor in making it difficult for you or a loved one to register for a vaccine appointment? Let us know about it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Rebecca Highwell is a reporter at Recode by Vox.com, where she reported on this issue. Rebecca, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we have this rollout of vaccines. Of course, the internet is being used as a way to help people register and sign up. What kind of ways are we seeing technology being used to get vaccine appointments right now?
Right. So we have this really big problem where there's a limited amount of supply of vaccine. A lot of people really want it. Right now, only a certain number of people are eligible for it. So the way a lot of localities and states are organizing this is through websites, apps, schedulers, that online schedulers that work with email addresses to basically give everyone a slot and tell them when to sign up. So it's very tech heavy. They have these centralized databases that deal with open appointments at all sorts of places in your locality that make sure you get the slot that you're assigned.
Well, perfect if people have good internet access and know how to use it. You talked to some people, though, who are not in that category. What kind of personal stories did you hear from people?
I heard a range of stories from people who work with a lot of seniors who are struggling to actually access these appointments. So some of the struggles are pretty simple. There's someone who maybe went to the library to get their internet as a senior, but the library is closed or isn't really safe to go to because of the pandemic, and now they can't get a slot on the internet. There are other people who just don't have internet access at home or have a limited amount of internet and aren't able to access the appointment. And then there are people who simply aren't comfortable using the internet to do something like scheduling a kind of sensitive medical appointment.
Right. You wrote that some people are worried about being online and sharing a lot of personal health information with the internet.
Right. So if you've been told for the past 10 years, don't put all your personal information online, and now you're on an official website telling you that you should put your name and address in order to get this vaccine, it might be kind of confusing and you might be kind of cautious.
Have you seen states or local governments or health providers trying to work to bridge that gap and have non-online ways that are accessible for people?
Definitely. One of the main solutions that some localities and states have turned to is phone lines, but even those have some sort of barriers to them. If you're someone that doesn't speak English, it's not necessarily guaranteed that there's going to be someone who speaks the language that you speak available on those phones. Also, the wait times can be really long and potentially really discouraging to a senior. There are also challenges of there just not being enough people on these lines to actually take the call. So that has been the main solution. But there are other kind of innovative options that people have turned to as well. So in New York, in one area in New York, they're actually sending, you know, health officials with tablets to seniors' homes and registering them at their homes.
Now, part of the problem here is, and we know this in Wisconsin, not everyone has really solid internet access. How big, forget knowing how to go online and do these things or trusting putting your information out there, how big an obstacle is just this sheer lack of access?
For older people, it's a big problem. You know, I think you mentioned this earlier, but Pew gave out this number last year that more than 40% of people over 65 don't have broadband access at home. So it's a huge challenge. And we have to remember that's also compounded with other aspects of the digital divide. So rural communities, some city communities don't necessarily have great internet access. There's also a racial digital divide that we have to keep aware of as well. So these issues really compound each other and can make the problem a lot worse in terms of actually having the internet to register for one of these appointments.
Talking to Rebecca Highwell, reporter at Recode by Vox.com. She has reported on the issue of online registration for COVID-19 vaccines. Seniors in general are eligible for those vaccines, but may not have access to the internet or comfort for one reason or another, going online and registering for their appointment. And it's making trouble for some people. As they want to get that vaccine, can't necessarily figure out how to get it. You could share your story of yourself or a loved one. Difficult or otherwise, was it easy to get an appointment or tough? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Rebecca, you also talk about a side problem here. The fact that people can't necessarily successfully get online and register is also leaving people vulnerable to scams. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so another challenge is that if you're someone who's not so online, you might get someone calling you saying, hey, if you give me your credit card information or your social security number, I can get you early access to the vaccine. I can get everything set up with you related to the vaccine. So there are phone scams that certainly might target seniors. And then there's another problem where people are setting up fake online vaccination sites. So it might look like the site you're supposed to go to, but if you're not paying close enough attention, you might be giving your personal information to a scammer instead of the public health department or the vaccine provider that you're trying to work with.
Did you run into suggestions on how to make sure you are on the right kind of site?
Well, I think the most important thing is that you should look at the actual domain or URL. So that's the address that you see on top of any website you're at. And then try to Google it and try to actually find it through your locality or state's public health website and kind of reverse engineer it, if that makes sense. Even though the domain might sound legitimate, you really have to double check that it's actually the right one, because the scammers can be pretty creative. Another thing to keep in mind is that if someone's calling you and trying to pressure you to give up your information, and it feels kind of suspicious, don't be pressured. Take the extra moment. No one should be pressuring you to give up a lot of personal information, financial information on the phone in order to get the vaccine. And of course, always check websites like the FTC's website to look out for resources to guide you through sort of protecting yourself from scammers.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Ellen is with us in Milwaukee. Ellen, hi.
Hi. I spent a couple months trying to figure out where I wanted to go. I asked my rheumatologist, and she said, oh, I can't help you because you have to go to your primary doctor to get a vaccination. So I went over to my primary, who then they said, well, I put my name down, but they can't give me anything special. I'm over 65, and I do have an autoimmune condition, it is not a disease, in my lungs. So I really am, very vulnerable. So the primary happened to be at Aurora, and Aurora told me that I would maybe have to wait a while because they have 600,000 patients who are over 65. So I'm in that line somewhere. So I tried to go to the Walgreens, but they have no facility or ability to sign you up and put you in the system, and there's no waiting line, put together. So I then heard from my nephew, who's a PA, said, go to Myers. That's a grocery store. I said, I don't know if I want to go to a grocery store. It's Meijers. I walked in. They handed me a clipboard with a form on it, said, fill this out. You will be on the next list when we get the vaccine again. We're next week doing the second shots for the people we did 2 weeks ago. It was clever. It was smart. It was quick. And it was so, so enormously satisfying.
Well, I'm glad. Glad you got a happy ending there, Ellen. And Rebecca, Ellen points to there's some good news here in that more grocery stores, pharmacies, there are going to be community vaccination clinics starting up in Wisconsin. There are getting to be more options than just sign up on the internet as vaccine supply starts to pick up. Is that a promising sign for the future?
I think that's a really promising sign, and I'm so glad you were able to make some progress there in your own journey to getting vaccinated. I think, what it also shows is that part of the challenge here is simply knowing, right? Is simply knowing that it's going to be at this location or this location, and this provider is doing it one way and this provider is doing it another way. So, on the other hand, if you have internet access, it's often easier to actually get that extra information and learn that extra step over this new place, about a new place, for instance, that might actually have access to the vaccine. But increasing supply will certainly ameliorate some of this problem.
Thanks a lot for that call and sharing your story. We'll go to John and Marinette. John, hi.
Hi there.
What did you want to tell us about, John?
Well, what you guys were talking about is exactly the frustration that I'm going through. I'm 71 years old. I'll be 72 pretty soon. I've had the COVID thing once and got sicker than a dog with it. And I called Marshfield Clinic, where I do all my healthcare stuff, and all I got was talking to a machine. And they called me back 10 days, 2 weeks later, and left a message on my phone saying that they'll call me when they have a space, but it might be a month. And I keep seeing on TV, well, if you're over 65, you can get this thing. You know, that it just seems ridiculous. And now I see on the news that people, you know, other people are starting to become eligible for it. But I haven't seen any sign of anywhere that I can go to get this vaccine from.
John, thanks a lot for the call. And Rebecca, this is going to be a common story, or it has been. I think people are in eligible categories, but that doesn't mean there's enough vaccine yet coming from the companies to the federal government to the states to the local vaccination centers to vaccinate everybody in that category soon. Is that what you're seeing around the country?
Yeah, it seems like there's just, you know, there's a lot of communication problems. Also, I think this is, it's just the message is not getting out to the people who are, you know, we're eligible first as it needs to, as they need to receive it, even as we're expanding the eligibility. So I think, you know, a lot of governments, a lot of, you know, local officials have to be working a lot harder to make sure that those people have access to that information and know where to go. It's not right that people have to be running in circles to get access to this vaccine if they are eligible for it.
Thanks for calling in, John, and good luck to you. Rebecca, what are you watching for now as people are, you know, at the state, local levels and elsewhere are trying to figure this out? What are you watching for next?
I'm looking out for the Johnson & Johnson application to the FDA. I think that could be a real game changer in terms of supply and just entirely change the dynamic of this. For one thing, I believe it's a single shot, which means that the logistics requirements are going to be much lower. And it also means it's going to be a lot easier to vaccinate everyone, including seniors. So I think that's something I'm keeping my eye on really, really intensely.
Rebecca, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Rebecca Highwell is a reporter at Recode by Vox.com. She wrote the piece, A Big Hurdle for Older Americans Trying to Get Vaccinated Using the Internet.